Hello and welcome to the 5-Star Wedding Directory. Your wedding is the one day where it's all about you and you want everything to be perfect. However, many couples feel that their honeymoon is the most important aspect of their wedding. Once the wedding is all said and done, it's the perfect way to begin your new married life together and enjoy a gorgeous vacation abroad. When it comes to planning your wedding, it's important that you have this budgeted into the rest of your wedding plans. Honeymoons can be very expensive, depending on the destination, hotel, and car hire. You want to travel around your honeymoon in style, but many of us are duped over car rental insurance. New research released today shows that the process of renting a car abroad is confusing for many of us. I'm joined by Ernesto Suarez, the CEO of iCar Hire Insurance, to give us his advice on car rental during your honeymoon. So hello, Ernesto.
Hi, thank you for having me.
What's your advice to people hiring their cars on honeymoons?
Well, as you rightly said, many people go abroad and hire cars, and they depend on the car rental companies to offer them lots of the product. But our research actually that we've published today on iCarHireInsurance.com gives you quick, easy steps to achieving up to £700 in savings by just following some simple steps.
Okay. And what are these steps?
Well, we have an extensive list online, but I can definitely cover with you the top for us, no particular order, but where you can achieve probably the greatest savings. And that is start with knowing the right car hire size. It is important you know how many people you're traveling with and how much luggage you're going to take. It will definitely drive you to look for the appropriate size car. And if you start early and do your research, you'll find that price comparison sites are actually offering you great deals, but you need to be aware that there's great variance in the size of cars. I can give you an extreme example where you're looking at a X-Max or a Galaxy, and they're pretty much the same cars in size. The only difference is that one accepts probably one more suitcase than the other. Yet the variance in price for renting that car at the same location can be up to £500. Now, that's quite extreme, but it plays well into what I'm trying to say, which is do the research and you'll find great savings just by understanding what you need. And then following on from that, the most other common example you're going to find with car hire abroad is arriving at the car rental desk, you're going to be faced with making a quick decision where you are offered an insurance product to cover the excess on the rental vehicle. Now, we're all used to our car insurance product that where we drive our own vehicle. The excess can be – you choose the excess. It could be quite low, even up to zero if you want. With car hire, you're always going to have a high excess. The average is about £600. And you're faced with a product where they try to offer it to you at a rental desk where to reduce that excess, you're going to pay an average of £15 to £20 a day. Now, the cost of car hire is high if you're depending on the length of your trip, but you can quickly double that cost if you don't have an alternative to that product. And we at iCarHireInsurance.com have a very, very comprehensive car hire excess product where we offer customers this same a similar product offering at a price of $299 a day or even annual if you're taking a longer trip, consider an annual product as low as $39.99. So very quickly you can generate savings from picking the right size of vehicle that you require and then obviously taking a car hire excess insurance product before you fly.
What are the main savings that honeymooners can make?
Today, we have released a hire car hit list, which points very quickly some simple savings you can make on your car hire. And what we're going to do is probably review some of these. And my top three would be look at the car hire size. This is really not a problem when you're on your honeymoon. Obviously, it's just the two of you, so you're looking at a small size vehicle. Unless you want to go into the luxurious end of the market, you can really make good savings by focusing on a car that gets you from point A to B, and that definitely fits your suitcases. And then obviously next is the one common problem which everyone's faced with is that when you hit the counter, you're going to have a car hire agent try to sell you additional insurance, mostly referred to as excess insurance, excess waiver. These products could be often expensive per day. It can double the cost of your rental car. And by doing your research in advance and knowing what excess insurance is, you're going to save a great deal of money because on our iCar insurance site itself, you can get the same product for as low as $299 a day.
And if you're on your honeymoon and you want to hire a supercar, so driving around in style, so in a Ferrari or an Aston Martin, is there anything else that you need to take into consideration?
Well, definitely make sure you have probably driven one of those cars before. Some of them are quite complicated, but I'd say you're looking at a very hefty per-day rental price. Take that into consideration in your budget. But also take into consideration that most of them probably are not going to fit your luggage if you're going on your honeymoon, because I hear honeymoons are pretty much an extensive holiday and therefore you need lots of clothes.
Yes, I'm sure.
Maybe not.
And where can honeymooners go for more information?
Definitely visit iCarHireInsurance.com. Apart from selling the excess insurance at a very cheap price, you need to look at some of the tools we have. We have a free car hire size widget where drag people, drag luggage, drag, you know, items of what you're going to take on your trip into a box, and it will tell you what type of car you should look for in the price comparison sites. That's very useful to start with. And obviously, you can read our blog, get information on car hire itself. It's a minefield out there if you've never done it before. And if you're in a faraway country, particularly where honeymooners go, you need all the research in advance to help you be calm and relaxed on your honeymoon.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.